It's Friday, September 10th. I'm Travis Tyke, and this is the Daily 6 on the COIN Podcast Network. Officials say the Cougar Peak Fire in southern Oregon is burning out of control. The fire in Lake County is now burning at 37,000 acres. There are both Level 1 Be Ready and Level 3 Go Now evacuations in place. The governor invoked the Emergency Conflagration Act to battle this fire so the state fire marshal can respond with the resources needed to save properties and lives. The United States Justice Department is suing Texas over its strict new abortion law. Attorney General Merrick Garland says it's an open defiance of the Constitution. The Texas law bans abortion once a fetal heartbeat is detected. That's usually around 6 weeks before many women know they are pregnant. President Joe Biden unveiled a sweeping new pandemic response plan, and in that, he said his patience with unvaccinated Americans is wearing thin. In part, it mandates that all employers with more than 100 workers require them to be vaccinated or test for the virus weekly. Out of Los Angeles, a decision that could influence school districts nationwide. The LA Unified School District is requiring all students 12 and older to get vaccinated. Students can claim a medical or other approved exemptions. Dozens of parents and students in Lake Oswego are already back to distance learning. 47 students and staff at Hallinan Elementary were exposed to COVID-19 on the bus. They're all on a mandatory 10-day quarantine. Moving forward, Lake Oswego is now assigning seats on the bus to limit exposures and asking kids to stay in their seats on the bus. And a $1.25 billion project to overhaul I-5 in the heart of Portland is one step closer to reality. The state's Transportation Commission gave conditional approval to a plan for the Rose Quarter Improvement Project. It creates a cover on a stretch of the highway from Northeast Weiler to Flint and then build on top of it, accommodating buildings up to 5 stories. For more great content, make sure you listen, download, and subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. We'll see you Monday.
So the wildfire is already tough to deal with, but when you factor in a strong wind and then the ongoing dry conditions, it really makes it extra tough.
First, there was fire.
Helicopters are dropping water on the White River. Fire.
Then ice.
Trees and limbs just toppled to the ground.
Then heat.
This record-breaking temperature and heat broke our roads across Portland.
There is no doubt.
There is no doubt.
The climate in the Pacific Northwest is changing.
I think Mother Nature is very mad at humans.
But how are our recent extreme weather events connected to climate change?
What climate change is contributing to is basically an increased frequency, duration, and severity of these extreme events.
And what do we stand to lose if we don't do something about it now?
You know, these small decisions that we all make in our day-to-day lives, they do really have consequences. They have impacts. They add up.
People are just not prepared for this.
It is a climate in crisis, now streaming on the COIN Podcast Network.